welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Before we get into the Word, let's just take a moment to pray and join our hearts in the Spirit of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I'd like to pray for every listener. And Lord, as we unite our hearts in the Spirit, we acknowledge and affirm that You are a great, gracious, loving Heavenly Father. Lord, it is Your will, Your desire to meet all of our needs according to Your extensive, expansive riches in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank You as we come to You now, Lord, that You are going to touch those who have been burdened by the cares of the day. Lord, I take authority over oppression and depression and the mental attacks, the emotional attacks of the adversary. And Father, I speak liberty right now to they will be loosed from those negative thoughts, and Lord, that they will feel Your peace, Your joy flood over them. Lord, just as You would anoint, Lord, a priest of old, even as Aaron was anointed and that holy anointing oil ran from the top of his head to the very hems of his garment to the soles of his feet. So, Lord, I ask for Your peace and Your anointing to begin, Lord, at the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, where they shall feel Your presence. And, Lord, You prepare our hearts to receive Your word. And, Lord, we thank You for Your continual ministry to us. Lord, You love us so much, but You love us too much to leave us where we're at. And we thank You, Lord, that You are bringing us up to Your level, that we are already seated with Christ in heavenly places. Thank You for Your word. And now anoint it, Lord, and anoint our hearts, our minds to receive that which You have for each one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank You for it. Praise God. Well, I would like to share with you a verse of Scripture, verse 10 of Psalm 46, which reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Praise God. That beautiful admonition to be still, the Hebrew meaning, it means be still, but it's accurately, perhaps more accurately, translated, stop what you're doing. Stop trying, stop striving, stop struggling, stop what you're doing, sit down and get quiet. Begin to find out who God really is. And the only way we do that is if we quiet our souls and draw nigh to God, because if we do that, He will draw nigh to us. You know, in the past, you've proved what you could do before you were saved, but now with Jesus, you have the great God working in you by elevating your worth. You're worth something. You became a temple of the living God. If you will really understand that, when you've been beaten down or someone tells you off, when that happens, you can bury yourself in the Word of God, because that is where your true worth is. Read Ephesians, the first chapter. You are accepted in the Beloved. Don't apologize for your existence on the earth. Relax about yourself once in a while. There's a great God who loves you and who's helping you. And I just want to continue on with some practical things to help you emotionally, all of us. God wants our lives in balance, and that's been one of my challenges, you know, years ago. I remember when I first started working in the UCM office, I found this little sign that says, "I love work. I can sit and look at it for hours." Well, the situation is I don't know when to stop. I've had a lot of responsibilities. My time is very full. And yet, one of the ways God's been dealing with me is to consistently, I've done it, but I have to confess, I haven't done it consistently. to take a Sabbath rest, to take a day of rest. That precedes the law in the very beginning. God bless that seventh day because it's a day where we need to recreate, to have recreation. That's what recreation is, to recreate ourselves spiritually, emotionally, and physically, to get rest. Even the animals under the old covenant were to get that Sabbath rest. So, be still and know that He is God. So, in a practical way, I want to share with you, get some rest. If you're not getting enough sleep, that sleep deprivation will cause additional stress on your emotions, aside from having physical ramifications. So you need to get rest whenever you can. You can say, well, you know, Sister Glass, I have a hard time sleeping at night. Well, many times, and I found that's been in my life, normally I don't have sleep issues, but if I'm troubled or burdened or anxious about something, it affects our sleep. We toss and turn, or even if we do sleep, it's not the deep kind of sleep that we need. And most of the time when people rest, they don't really relax. They take their concerns to bed. But we need to make sure, you need to make sure, brother and sister, that you cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Leave your fears at the foot of the cross. Remember, God does not sleep or slumber. David said, I awoke and the Lord sustained me. The Lord had kept him. And another way we can add of vibrancy and vitality to our lives is to get out of the routine. You know, we were meant for change. And if we do the same thing all the time, there's a boredom that comes. And even though we do have things that we, you know, if we've got a job or we've got certain responsibilities, you don't get away from those, but you can get a change of scene. New scenery will help you to relax. You don't have to go far down the road. You just take a 30-minute ride, take a walk around the block. It helps to get a grip on your emotions. And then get a hobby. It can make you a better human. I remember some years ago, I was really under a lot of stress and responsibility, and I wasn't handling it very well. And I remember I saw a spirit-filled naturopath, and he said, yeah, I want you to get three hobbies. So I thought, oh dear, what am I going to do? A hobby? I've just never been into hobbies. And I thought, well, what wouldn't take a lot of money, and what could I do? And so I got into gardening. And I tell you what, beloved, I mean, I used to have, you know, plants, unless they were hardy, they would just die from neglect. I mean, I'd water them, or I'd generally overwater them, and they'd die. But I really spent some time, and I could understand why those of you who are gardeners, let me tell you, I could just from that experience, I can relate to you, because there's something so nurturing and something so fulfilling about working in the ground. You know, that's how we were designed. We were planted in a garden. Adam and Eve were to tend the garden. And my goodness, I'd praise the Lord, and I'd talk to them, and I'd spray them with water, and I was growing gardenias, orchids. I mean, it's just, you know, of course, I'm not doing that right now. I need to get some plants. But the point is, I would get so that I looked forward on my day off to going in the backyard and, you know, puttering around. So you need a hobby, whatever it is that you would enjoy. A change of pace will help your emotional state. It's important to remember that. And then also, going to church will also solve some of your problems within you. Then God has a freedom to work on those things that are troubling you. You need to take a break from the daily routine. That's why even in the world, they have breaks at work so the employees can be more effective and go again. We need to look for those things that will give us release from the pressures of life. Look for the things that you particularly enjoy. And God he wants you to he just wants balance in your life. I'm not talking about living a self-indulgent life. I'm talking about, you know, there's a time to work. Isn't there a time for everything? A time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to rejoice. And so there's a time to work and there's a time to rest. There's a time to be serious and there's a time to have fun, praise God, and play. So whatever it is, having a cup of coffee with a friend, it might not solve your problems, but it certainly helps emotionally. And you also need to look for the things that will produce peace of mind. God designed for you to be peaceful. You need to evaluate and see how you can get things changed around, where you can not be in a state of constant upheaval, but that you have peace within, and then do what you can to create peace in your environment. An important thing to remember is watch the music you listen to. Some music will rob you of peace. You know, sometimes I'm at a red light and there's someone with a car, the window's down, and they're listening to this horrendous music, and the whole street is practically vibrating with the sound of it. Music can work on us without us even realizing it. It does create an environment. Hard-driven music is probably not the best thing when you're emotionally distraught. Sometimes people hide their feelings with the music they're listening to. They've suppressed and stuffed emotions inside of them and just, replace them with a distraction. Remember that scripture I've quoted from time to time as we've talked about this general subject, 3 John 2? It's God's will for us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. He wants us to develop a prosperous soul. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot more time on our emotions. I hope the things I've shared will help you control emotions and that the Lord will help you minister to them and will help you to stay on the road of healing. Different things work for different people, but, beloved, the Word of God works for every person. We tend to let God only work so much, and then we get off the operating table. You know, we think it was dealt with. Typically, we don't stay long enough for God to take care of it. It is a process. For example, why a lot of people get bogged down in life because they don't progress like they want to. You know, they look at their destiny wishfully from afar. People will talk about the dreams they used to have. It's worth letting God deal with those soulish issues, beloved. We all have weaknesses and flaws, but God wants you to become the person who doesn't crumble under pressure and who is emotionally healthy. Praise God. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to share some things that will minister to your emotions, but for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me. How I look forward to these times together every day. Tell a friend about the broadcast, and if the Holy Spirit's moving on you and you feel that little prompting, well then jot down that contact information the announcer's going to give, and whatever those prayer needs are, or you might even have an unspoken one, God knows what it is, and as I receive your letter or your email, I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.